بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. The next chapter is on the sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's facial appearance. Sahabi says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once he said to us, Khaliful Mushrikeen, Awfar al-Luha, Wahfa al-Shawarih. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us, in fact he ordered us, that oppose those who associate partners with Allah. Khaliful Mushrikeen, Awfar al-Luha, lengthen the beard, and Wahfa al-Shawarih, and trim the mustache. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as far as the beard is concerned, then it is from amongst the sha'air of Islam. It is from amongst the signs of a believer to have a beard. As far as the beard is concerned, we mentioned this before as well in the chapter when we were mentioning about how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked, and as far as his appearance is concerned, but specifically since it's brought up in this particular chapter again, since it's an order from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to lengthen, not even to just keep, rather the hadith says that lengthen the beard. The muhaddithin rahimahullah, they commentate that as far as the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned, it was at least a fist long from all sides. This was the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only that, they say that it's compulsory to have a beard. In fact, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentions over here that not to have a beard is to be indulged in sin, and such a sin that is a continuous sin. It's a perpetual sin. That as long as a person doesn't have one, then he is always getting sin for not having one, because it's an order from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, as far as having a beard, it's a blessing, it's a great sunnah, a practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a practice of all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. There wasn't a single Sahabi who did not have a beard. This is amongst the sha'ai, like I mentioned, amongst the sign of a believer to have one. But at the same time, I would also advise that those who do should not look down upon those who don't. If you are doing something, alhamdulillah, you know, you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given you the opportunity. And if someone doesn't, then we make dua inshallah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for them. Everyone has their own situation, everyone knows better. I was just joking with one brother the other day, and the first thing he said, I don't have permission from home. My wife is not giving me permission. I said, that's easy, that's not that hard. You just tell her, I'm thinking I'm getting a second marriage. She'll let you keep a beard right away. So everyone has a situation, maybe, you know, we're not ready, but what we can do, as one scholar, he said, you know, he advised that just keep few hairs. Just start off, you know, when you want to do something good, just start off a little bit. And slowly, slowly, you know, let it grow, inshallah. So maybe you might have a little goatee at one time, and then you might have a little bit here, might have a little bit here. You know, you see a lot of youngsters, they have a little stylish beard. I don't say anything to them. I say, alhamdulillah, you have it, but make sure you let it grow after that. Don't just keep it to that minimum stage. So this is a sunnah that should be practiced, and it's really emphasized from the hadith that we learn over here. The next chapter is on the storytelling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is very, very interesting. We don't have the time to go in the details, but just to give you a hint what it's all about, maybe some of you may have heard of this hadith. Once the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting with Aisha radiallahu anha, and he mentioned to her about some women in the past, they were describing their husbands. Oh no. Of how their husbands were. And there were such 11 women who described their husbands in different ways. So that's a very lengthy, you can imagine, it can be very lengthy. So inshallah, we'll go through that a little bit in detail tomorrow. We won't go through all the details, but just a gist of what they were mentioning, because obviously it's a hadith, and just to narrate it and just to listen to it, even though it might be lighthearted, subhanAllah, even this is the blessing of hadith, that it may be even lighthearted, but just to say it and just to listen to it, there's hasanat and there's reward. So inshallah, we'll go through the details of that tomorrow, inshallah. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah. 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 Alhamdulillah.